4CPA Mobile.
KN4TFW.
India, Yankee India, Mobile.
Hey, Mobile. Sounds like I'm calling the net or something here. Oh, me. Well, whoever came back first, go ahead. Name is David, and I'm headed to Zaxby's.
KFW, Ken. Man, I ain't never knowed you to go to Zaxby's. It's usually either Marco's or the Sports Center.
Well, you know, I do go other places. I had to go to Ace Hardware today and put in a new microwave and had a problem with that. And so now we're decided it's time to eat.
Another mobile station. Sounds like, I don't know, India, Yank, India, or something like that. Come on in here.
Or India, Yank, India, Mobile.
Fuck you early in the morning, and the group of us, aren't you over in Rock Hill?
Yeah, I used to be in Rock Hill. Not no more.
In the mornings.
Yeah, I moved away. Up here, seeing my uncle while he's in the hospital.
You moved down to Florida?
Yeah.
That Florida weather for you, it was that way a few days ago.
Stay up here for a few days.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I'm just on my way home from work. Go home and rest for a little while and get ready to go to Capri's over in Easley to eat some supper. I'd take my wife when we were dating, take her to the one on Augusta down there near 85. It was pretty close to where both of us lived. And we used to go down there and get lasagna for two. Oh, man. I tell you, that was some good eating. But the one in Easley, I believe, that's the only one that's still open.
The one in Spartanburg, I'm not entirely sure, but it used to be the one, our favorite one to go through was the one on Stone Avenue in downtown Greenville, either that one or the one on Woodard Road. But we kind of settled into the one in Easley since that's the only one around here anymore. But yeah, it's good food. I usually get one of their steaks. Their steaks are really good there, either that or their pork chops.
Where is that at?
He's over in Easley.
We heck, for a while there, we was going at least once a week. Now here lately, it's about once a month, I guess, that they open back up.
Just to go to the one on Stone Avenue, a good bit. And really enjoyed that. But then he closed. All right, well, I'm going to jump out of here for just a minute. And I'll be back in a second. Y'all carry on. Why don't you pick it up, Ken? KP4CBA.
All right, Dave. Yeah, we got Jimmy. I believe it's Jimmy. And I don't remember the guys that used to be from Rocky. I can't remember your name. Sorry. I'm scheduled to go back.
Probably Wednesday or Thursday.
Got you on HF, huh?
Yeah, I got a mobile HF antenna up in there right now until I can get them dipoles up.
Hey, Jimmy?
Sitting at red light here, waiting to move on towards the house. I'm just a lowly tech right now. I haven't got into HF yet, and hopefully one day, but time just hasn't really been available for me to study and all that to move on up. right now, trying to get ready for spring, get chicken coop built and stuff like that.
And I'm southbound 85 right here at the 26 interchange, and the rain's really putting it down. KN4 TFW.
What was going on 85?
Hopefully, it's supposed to clear out before in the morning. The weekend might turn out to be pretty nice. It's supposed to be cloudy, but at least it's going to hopefully, as long as it ain't pouring down rain, I'll be happy. Thank you, as long as I get out in the yard.
Yeah, what was going on 85?
Yeah, it was just pretty good heavy rain right here at the 85-26 interchange.
Yeah, they were saying that 85 was blocked up. Past 83 somewhere?
A lot of construction up that way, and it's all construction after the 83 all the way, I believe, to the state line. So if anything happens, boy, you get backed up big time. And I'm sure this rain isn't helping it any.
No, it's not. They're working on a bridge.
Three lanes all the way to the state line.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what they were doing down here.
I'd be done for a couple of years.
Highway 4 in Orlando, they got it messed up too. The hardware store right now, so I'm going to go ahead and get out of here for a minute, and I'll be right back. Close to Plaindia, Yankee India, Mobile.
Okay, 4 GPA. Listen.
Yeah, Jimmy, how was your overtime day?
Bag went too bad. It went by real fast. It usually does on Fridays. I stay pretty busy. I actually tend to get a little more done on my overtime day. Most people try to relax and do as little as possible on that day, but I try to stay busy and get it over with.
I'd be busy and have the day go by, you know, where you turn around and it's quitting time. And it's like, man, that's the nicest day right there. Although, I guess it's kind of wishing your life away, right?
KB4 CPA.
Oh, I can smell that Zaxby's from here.
And honey mustard, oh, man. I tell ya. Well, Jimmy, I heard you were working a little OT. I'll tell you, that's no fun. The shortest hour of the day is your lunch hour, and the longest hour of the day is the hour before you get off.
That is true. Yeah, we've been on mandatory overtime for years at work. We hardly slowed down for nothing. We added an extra 4 hours on the 10 hours we've been working. We have to stay over 2 hours, two days a week.
Been working on kitchen cabinets, and I put in a new microwave today. The last one I put in was for my mother-in-law. It just bolted. It had four bolts at the top. And this one has a plate that you have to mount on the back wall, and then it hangs on that in the back, and then you bolt it in on the front. Sounds pretty simple, but not so much.
We had was, when I put it in, it was 15 years ago, but it, when I got it, I said, oh, that'll be simple. I'm just hanging that plate up there and slide it on them arms, and it'll hang right there, but no, it... For some reason, it wanted to keep tilting forward, and I had to keep redoing it, and it turned out to be a pain in the butt.
I had the little metal panel up there, and it's so thin and flimsy, and they gave me this bolt to a toggle bolt, and for each side. So I drilled the holes in the wall, and I was tightening up the toggle bolt, and it went right through the head of it, just went right through the sheet metal and fell through the wall. And I heard it hit the bottom, so I went out and bought bigger toggle bolts and got washers for them. So that didn't happen again. But that just really ticked me off. They drilled those holes out way too big for the head of that toggle bolt, and so that really messed me up. I had to go to Ace Hardware to get the, get what I needed.
Flimsy now, that's for sure. Yeah, that's one thing about that bracket that comes with that microwave I put in. It was pretty heavy duty. I mean, this thing looked like, I said, this thing's gonna work great. It had like these arms that like stuck out about as deep as the microwave did, and he just slid the sled right on there. Yeah, I figured it would be great, but then I ended up, I don't know, it was kind of almost the angle was wrong or something they had on it, but I ended up having to shim it way up at the bottom to get it to hang straight and everything else. It would be a pain in the butt. But I fixed pulling the driveway here, and it was good talking to y'all. And I'll be clear after y'all.
And we'll have a good evening, and I'm almost at the house. Well, I can't even shift gears here. Anyway, let's see, I don't even know who else is in here, but go ahead and pick it up.
Yeah, 73, Jimmy. We'll catch you again, I guess, next Friday. Have a good weekend and a good week, and just be safe. KN4TFW.
All right, Ken, well, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway here. I don't know if we're going to do any more work tonight or not. My wife wants to start putting the backsplash up in the kitchen. And so we've got everything to do that. The builder contractor let us borrow his tile cutter. So we should be ready to go. It's just something I've never done.
You eat and then take a little siesta and that, and it'll be just, you just have to wait till tomorrow.
An excellent idea. I don't think I'll have to persuade her too hard to get her to agree with that. Because she's worked all day too. You have a good one. I'm sitting in the garage and I'm going to bail out of here on you, and I'll say 73s, and you have a good rest of the evening, and enjoy this beautiful liquid sunshine.
Don't work too hard, and we'll catch you another time. KN4TFW, clear.
PC Mobile 4, listening.
Yeah, Yank Ken, dear, Mobile.
Call back. Caught me off guard. I missed the call. Like you said, this is Alpha Delta 7 Lima Tango, 87LT. Name's Dan, Delta Alpha November.
This is Robert, Whiskey 4 India Yankee India, Mabel.
Whiskey 4 India Yankee India, this is 87LT. Roger, Robert. Well, good to talk to you. Thanks for giving me a shout. Just monitoring the frequencies here and motoring through the edge of Greenville and a little junket down to Sumter area this evening. So wife want me to stay the night and go down tomorrow, but stuff to do. So we're going to go ahead and try to make some distance. It looks like it's lifting a little bit. The ceiling, cloud ceiling's up a little higher than it was. Maybe this stuff's slacking off.
Well, I hope it disappears, because sure don't need it to be raining all night long.
Where are you located?
Friends right now, headed down towards Spartanburg.
Well, you got a good signal back into this machine. It's full quieting, no white noise, no flutter, nothing.
Okay, voice this 80-watt radio, doing what it's supposed to do.
Kenwood 71A here. What are you at?
Yeah, do 50 2980 mobile radio.
Get modern ones with the digital stuff and the fusion and all that.
Yeah.
Kind of
that stuff, or you still just use the analog repeater?
I get on Simplex, and mostly when I'm on the mobile, I'm on the repeaters.
ICOM D8, it's a ICOM ID880H, it's a one of their D-Star rigs, and I got it from a buddy of mine who's a silent key now, and anyway, yeah, there are no D-Star repeaters around here. I think there's one down in Greenwood area, maybe one up at Hendersonville or Asheville. The Paris Mountain repeater, I think, used to be D-Star, but they've gone, that South Carolina Heart System's gone DMR, so I haven't used it. Now, you know, I could put a hotspot in the house, I guess, and connect that way, but I mostly just use these rigs, you know, mobile, VHF, UHF, go ahead.
I'm down in Florida, I'm on 440, talking to a bunch of guys on 440.
The star system is the more widely dispersed, or it used to be. Now, DMR may be catching up and eclipsing that. I don't know about the fusion. I don't think it's as widely active, but I may be mistaken about that in terms of repeaters and so forth. I know some brands now have actually got the fusion and D-Star in them, and maybe even all three. I don't know. It's proprietary, but I think ICOM and Yaesu are all willing to license it out for other people to use.
And for Bofang and Wufang, both of them are Chinese and Japanese. I got both two of the Bofangs and two of the Wufang radios. Both of them have them. So I used mobile at the house on my beams.
I'm going to try to stay away from Chinese stuff now. It's hard to do because of they've infiltrated everything so much, but I just don't trust from a security, digital security standpoint. I don't trust their electronics anymore. Even this iPhone I carry, I'm kind of wary of. But anyway, it's really an age of wonders in terms of what technology's done, ham radio. I've been building my HF station back up, doing a little FT8 and so forth. And it's a new language.
When I first got on radio, it was all new for me too. But I've been on air for a good 26 years.
Since in 1970, I was one-year novice. Back then, they had the code requirement, and novices could do code, no phone privileges, could do code on, as I recall, the low band, restricted novice sections. But if you didn't upgrade your license after a year, it expired, which mine did. It was about a year and a half later, I got motivated again. And back then, you had to drive down to Atlanta to the FCC office and take the test. I went down there and got nervous, flunked the 13 words a minute, and got mad, drove home, studied again on the monitor W1AW's code practice every night for another month, and then I went back down there and restood it. I had 15 instead of 13. I had at least 15 to 18 solid copy and passed the general, and the FCC officer said, well, why don't you try to take the advanced? And I said, well, okay, and I did, and passed that. And so that was under another call, but So that's been, I guess that was in 1972 and a half.
I passed my technician, NOCO technician. That's my first loss is 96, 97. I listened to the Gordon West code tapes and started learning my letters and punctuations off of that. And then I just listened on the radio and built my speed up on that off of the radio. And then I got my 5 and 13. Just enjoyed it all the time.
Get back into it, Robert. Especially I was living out in Montana for a while and was minimally active out there on the low bands, mostly just UHF and VHF. Did some echo link operating through that while I was commuting to jobs and so forth back to friends in South Carolina. That was interesting, using the dial tones, which were programmed into the memory. I had a D700A Kenwood, and I could hit my buddy's EchoLink codes on through the repeater out there, which was up on top of about an 11,000 foot mountain with 150 mile radius. I could hit his DTMF codes and it would dial into his office in Spartanburg on his computer. He left his EchoLink running online and we could chat. He'd keep me company while I was driving to my job back, and that was a lot of fun. And a friend of ours would network in with us from Pittsburgh, so we used to have a good time doing that, but I've been enjoying getting back on HF now.
I had to go to Ohio right after I passed my 13 work a minute, and had to go up there, stay for a few years. And I talked on a rotatable dipole on top of my cousin's apartment, and that's how I got up on HF on that, with the rotatable dipole. But it wasn't too bad. Everybody down here could hear me and all that. Just enjoyed it.
So, not a bad way to go. And you can actually, if you want to take that to the extreme, you know these vertical screwdriver antennas for mobile HF, and you can actually set two of those up as a rotatable dipole and put a screwdriver antenna controller on it, and you've got the rotatable dipole at 1-to-1 SWR flat. You can flat tune it to any frequency of the major ham bands. A couple of companies, I think, there's a guy out in Nevada that builds those for the military and Homeland Security, because they use them, for tactical communications, but you can tune them to anything in high frequency. And that runs about the cost of two of those screwdrivers. The screwdrivers are not cheap. They're about $600 each. And so his antennas run about a little more than twice that. And then you buy a controller for it. But it's a sweet system because you got very low profile and flat SWR.
Yeah, that's what I'm running on the mobile on HF is a Tar Heel antenna.
Alrighty. Well, I'm getting into some really hairy traffic here. I've got to get on 385 and such. So let me turn it back to you for a final. Robert, thank you for the QSO. and we'll greet you further down the log, but I better keep my eyes and ears on the road for the time being. So this is the 87LT. I'll be clear of your final, 73.
Chatting with you, and I'll talk to you later on. Whiskey for India, Yankee India, Mobile. We'll be clear.
KM4 GZK signing on mobile.